Welcome to the first hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
And good evening. You're in tune to KNEL FM 95.3 in Brady, Texas. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and it's time now for the Hillbilly Hits Radio Show right here at KNEL.
Well-meaning people are trying to change us, saying we've been too country too long. Tell me from now on, the word is progressive, but I won't sell out for a song. I grew up when Roy and E.T. and Kitty and Lefty and Hank were the rage. It was good enough then, so it's good enough now, 'cause the good wine gets better. What's wrong with the way that we're doing it now? What's wrong with fiddles and steel? What's wrong with telling the world that your country, that's how you really do feel? So let's don't make it different, let's just make it better.
Anything better than listening to Texas Rangers baseball on.
So good to have you with us tonight on the Hits Radio program right here at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at KNELradio.com. I'm Tracy Pitcox, and it's a delight to have you with us tonight right here at KNEL. Ever since I found out tonight that we were going to be here with you on the Hits Radio show, I have been on cloud nine, ready for your request and your dedications tonight. So if you have a favorite song that you want to hear or a favorite artist you want to hear tonight, our telephone number is 325-597-2119. That's 325-597-2119. Just give us a call. We'll be happy to hear from you tonight, and we'll do our very best to play whatever you want to hear tonight on the Hits Radio show. If you're calling from outside of the area, we do have a toll-free telephone number, and that toll-free number is 1-800-526-9698. 1-800-526-9698. Let's go to the stage of the Grand Ole Opry.
Here's a young man who's just driven back from the state of Alabama to appear on the Grand Ole Opry on this Saturday night. He's a fine performer, many, many hit records. Give a hand to Charlie Louvin. Here he is.
Thank you kindly, Dave. Steve.
The other day I walked out on the street. I happened to see a pretty young woman, a little bitty boy, and he looked back at me. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, he looks like his heart will break. I followed them to a pet shop window. The little boy stopped to see. He looked up at her, said if I had a daddy, he'd buy that puppy for me. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, he looks like his heart will break. I wanted to tell him I was his dad. He sure had a pretty mom. But the judge said I could never see them for the things I'd said and done. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, he looks like his heart will break. Son, as you grow older, you'll find someone who is dear. You just stick by her, take care of her, then you will never hear. See the big man cry, mama, that's what I heard him say. See the big man cry, mama, he looks like his heart will break.
Thank you.
Saltine crackers, 10 cents a pound. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around. Well, come here, mama, the hog done got me. Sad blues, the big balls in town.
Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around.
Oh, Johnny Gimble now. Why, that's the electric mandolin, the biggest little instrument in the world.
I'll go to Cowtown, I'll dance around. Board up your windows, the big boys in town.
Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around.
Hit me now.
Ha-ha!
you're smiling, you can't find a frown. The girls, they're all happy cause the big ball's in town.
Big ball's in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big ball's in Cowtown, we'll dance around. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll dance around. Big balls in Cowtown, we'll all go down. Big balls in Cowtown, yeah. Big balls in town.
Yes.
Music for you tonight. I'm down to my last dime.
Hey,
Casey. Hey, Pam. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
I was in Nashville last week. Nashville, Tennessee, running around. Did you miss us?
Yeah.
Well, we're glad to be here tonight. I wasn't here. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can I play you something?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll do it for you. Be happy too.
Right.
That's right. Well, you have a good night. Okay. Bye bye.
Bye.
I wish I had button eyes and a red felt nose, shaggy cotton skin and just one set of clothes, sitting on a shelf in a local department store, with no dreams to dream and nothing to be sorry for. I wish I was surprise.
I wish I was.
And you're listening to my good friend Tracy Pitcox right here on KNEL FM 95.3 right here in Brady, Texas.
Baby, when I met you, there was peace I know. I set out to get you with a fire.
Tammy and Void are tuning in with us tonight in Amarillo, Texas, listening to us on KNELradio.com. We appreciate that so much. Wanted to hear this one from Randy Travis and Loretta tonight.
Down through the ages, men have died for their women. They've done so, so many times. Each time I love one, with no one to wear them, one in each color and one in each style. Maybe someday if I'm lucky, I'll find someone to wear them. My shopping will be done for.
Tracy, can I get you to play Under the Double Eagle by Roy Clark?
Sure, be happy to.
All right, thanks, sir.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
We'll be right back. Pitcock.
Oh, I'm feeling great tonight.
That's good. Hey, can you play Johnny Paycheck Old Violin?
Old Violin, I'll do it.
And Green Snakes on the Ceiling.
We'll do it for you tonight.
All right, Tracy, appreciate it.
Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Recall one time in my life I felt as lonely as I do now. I feel like I can lay down and get up no more. It's the damnedest feeling I never felt it before. Tonight I feel like an old violin, soon to be put away. Me why I feel like this. Hell, I can't say. I only wish this feeling would just go away. I guess it's cause the truth is the hardest thing I ever faced. Cause you can't change the truth. I tried. So I asked myself, I said, John, where do you go from here?
I never thought my own life and snakes on the ceiling. Walking walls I can see. One foot on the stool, and on the stool success fooled me. One foot on the stool is what I heard the bartender say. I never thought my own life would ever turn out this way. Green snakes on the ceiling, walking walls I can see. One foot on the stool, and on the stool success fooled me. One foot on the stool, and on the stool success fooled me.
Consider me. There's one, of course, from Norvell Feltz for you tonight on the Hits Radio program. I love Norvell Feltz. He's just a great singer. We worked a couple of dates with him before the pandemic occurred. And as a matter of fact, we were up in Shipshewanee, Indiana, and working a date up there. And my darling wife, Charla, was with me. And I told her that she had to come out and listen to Norvell Feltz's show. I hate to admit this, she wasn't familiar with Norvell, And I said, just come out and watch this guy. I said, you're going to be amazed. And I think she was. But what a great entertainer he is in this business. Narvell Feltz. Well, you got the Hits Radio program for you tonight right here at KNEL FM 95.3 and on the World Wide Web at knelradio.com. For Connie tonight. Big John?
And Tom Jonah.
All right, we'll do them for you tonight.
Thanks, sir.
Big Thank you. John. Big
John. Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John. Big John. Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if he spoke at all, he just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John. Big John. Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well. Grabbed a sagging timber, gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John. Big John. And with all of his strength he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, there's a light up above. And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. And now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With jacks and timbers they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John. Big John. Big John. Big Bad John. Big John. Now they never reopened that worthless pit, they just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John. Big John.
was out on the West Coast trying to make a buck, and things didn't work out. I was down on my luck. Got tired of roaming and bumming around, so I started thumbing back east toward my hometown. Made a lot of miles the first 2 days, and I figured I'd be home in a week if my luck held out this way. But the third night I got stranded way out of town at a cold, lonely crossroads. Rain was pouring down. I was hungry and freezing, done caught a chill, when the lights of a big semi topped the hill. Lord, I sure was glad to hear them air brakes come on, and I climbed in that cab where I knew it'd be warm. At the wheel sat a big man. He weighed about 210. He stuck out his hand and said with a grin, "Big Joe's the name." I told him mine, and he said the name of my rig is Phantom 309. I asked him why he called his rig such a name. He said, "Son, this old Mac can put them all to shame. There ain't a driver or a rig running any line that's seen nothing but taillights from Phantom 309. Well, we rode and talked the better part of the night when the lights of a truck stop came in sight. He said, "I'm sorry, son, this is as far as you go, 'cause I gotta make a turn just on up the road." Well, he tossed me a dime as he pulled her in low and said, "Have yourself a hot cup on old Big Joe." When Joe and his rig roared out in the night, in nothing flat he was clean out of sight. Well, I went inside and ordered me a cup, told the waiter Big Joe was setting me up. Oh, you could have heard a pin drop. It got deathly quiet, and the waiter's face turned kind of white. "Well, did I say something wrong?" I said with a halfway grin. He said, "No, this happens every now and then. Every driver in here knows Big Joe. But son, let me tell you what happened about 10 years ago. At the crossroads tonight where you flagged him down, there was a busload of kids coming from town. And they were right in the middle when Big Joe topped the hill. It could have been slaughter, but he turned his wheels. Well, Joe lost control, went into a skid, and gave his life to save that bunch of kids. And there at that crossroads was the end of the line for Big Joe and Phantom 309. But every now and then, some hiker will come by, and like you, Big Joe will give him a ride. Here, have another cup, and forget about the dime. Keep it as a souvenir from Big Joe and Phantom 309.
Can you play 20 Years by Bill Anderson?
20 Years by Bill Anderson. I'll do that for you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Bill Anderson at the Grand Ole Opry, and you're listening to my friend Tracy Pidcox right here on KNEL in Brady, Texas.
I asked the man who drove the bus to let me off at Maple Avenue. He looked at me through puzzled eyes and said, "You don't live around here, do you?" I said, "No, but I don't come from quite as far back in the sticks as it appears." He said, "Yeah, but we ain't had a Maple Avenue around here for 20 years. Got off the bus and asked a man to show me how to get to Sam's Cafe. He stared at me real funny, said they tore it down when Big Sam passed away. I said, "Well, I've been away a while. I guess perhaps my memory's not too clear. changed in 20 years. I guess there's no point asking if Betty Carol Jackson still lives anywhere close to here. This is where I always thought we'd build our dream house, but that dream disappeared. And that's the biggest reason I've only come back once in 20 years. I remember just like yesterday, the Friday night we held our senior prom. Walked outside to get some air and found her there in Billy Taylor's arms. The kids all laughed at me and said they'd known about it since our junior year. I got so mad and hurt so bad, I hit the road and stayed for 20 years. It still hurts today, the same way it's hurt for 20 years. All the heartaches linger, and they still point their finger at me and all my painful souvenirs. I thought maybe I'd matured a bit, but I guess I'm still wet behind the ears. I think I'll head on down the road, maybe try again in 20 years. Yeah, I guess I'll head on down the road. You can look for me again.
About a couple of Conway Twitties.
Little Conway, we can do that for you.
About 15 years ago.
Okay.
And there's a honky tonk angel to take me back in.
Well, I think those are a couple of good ones, Bo Conway.
I tell you what, I thought was in a time warp there for a while. I heard Hillbilly Hits the same program about three times.
Yeah.
If you had fun, that's amazing.
That's true. That's true. The music's still good, isn't it?
Oh, it's still good. I can listen to it all.
I'll sure do it for you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Randy. Bye-bye.
I saw a man today who said he talked to you not so long ago, I think a month or two. It show he thinks I forgot you 15 years ago. 15 years ago, and I still feel the same. Why did he have to mention? If it's been a week or so, takes a mighty strong love to keep a man thinking of a girl he hasn't seen since 15 years ago. Thanks the world of me. Promised her my love through all eternity.
doesn't know. I can't shake this thing of 15 years ago. 15 years ago, and I still feel the same. Why did he have to mention your name? I'm as broken up inside as if it's been a week or so. Takes a mighty long time to get a real love off your mind. I know I've tried since 15 years ago.
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNELradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.